Most people believe their limitations come from the lack of skills, knowledge, and talent, the lack of opportunity, the lack of luck, the lack of resources, education, or even connections. In reality, the greatest obstacle between where we are and who we are capable of becoming is the interference, is the reaction to fear. It is those things that accelerate us into the wrong direction. We've all experienced moments when we knew what action to take, but hesitated because of the uncertainty of circumstance. The judgments, the conditions, the laughing, the scoffing, the making fun of, the rejections even, or maybe the possibility of failure. The reaction to fear is not a circumstance. It's a mindset. It's a mental state. It's a becoming in itself. And that mental state can be changed. When we learn to identify the reaction to fear, which is omnipresent, always there, because uncertainty is always there, because we don't know what we don't know. The only certainty we know is you get 24 hours a day, every day of your life, except for the last day of your life. God will cheat you. We need to understand it. We need to release it or move through it. We will unlock the access to the infinite, infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and the infinite possibility of our greatest potential. Once again, to remind you, if you would like the replay of this training or a guide or exercise or a book, all you got to do is email me. Nick mentioned the beloved servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be that beloved servant. Please make your request for the exercises, guides, and replay. David@dmeltzer.com. The reaction to fear, lesson one, is the enemy of our acceleration, our aggregation, our behavioral achievements. The reaction to fear quietly destroys initiative. It ruins our imagination. It stops persistence and interferes with our enthusiasm. Entheos means with God. It even affects our decision making. It causes us to play smaller than we're capable of playing. I see so many people that I coach, and it reminds me of the parable of a guy fishing. You know, I was sitting there fishing in Montana, and I couldn't catch shit, to be honest. I'm not a very good fisherman, but the guy next to me was pulling him in, and he would catch these big fish and then throw it back, and then he'd keep the small ones. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? Why do you throw back the big ones? He said, well, I only have a 9-inch frying pan, so can't fit those big fish. How big are you playing? How big is your frying pan? It should be very, very big, considering how big you are and what is connected through and to you. So what happens is we delay our opportunities. We overanalyze decisions, trying to reconcile emotion with logic. We seek certainty before acting, which will never happen. And we abandon our dreams and our potential before giving ourselves a chance to progress. Even though we know 90% of the progress comes from a non-negotiable behavior, 10% comes from circumstantial behavior, we allow the 10%, the 12 hours of circumstantial behavior in our lives, to stop us from getting to where we want to be or better. Fear isn't the evidence that we should stop. It's the evidence of growth. It exists on every side. Whenever fear appears, we should ask ourselves, what am I afraid of losing? How am I responding to it? And what am I afraid of not becoming? And how big is my frying pan? Go back, give meaning to your past. See the failures, mistakes, the setbacks, the defining moments, the successes, the historical relevances. And ask, how has that influenced my behavior? Because I'm now going to align the meaning of that past mistakes, setbacks, and failures with where I want to become or better. All we got to do is reframe, readjust, recollect, remind, and remember that these are indicators of growth. Make sure that you are taking action with uncertainty to the best of your ability. If anybody would like the first exercise or any of the replay of the reaction to fear is the enemy of achievement, just email me, david@emeltzer.com. The second lesson is that fear is beneath all fears. All fears of all circumstances, all uncertainty. Fear often appears in so many different forms. We have a fear of basically three things that allow us, right? We want to defend ourselves from what we're afraid of. We want to control what is uncertain or what we're afraid of. And we want to prove ourselves with that uncertainty. And those are all things that are going to interfere with your potential. Fear often appears in those different forms, with the fear of death or poverty or criticism, rejection, loss, aging, failure, or mostly the unknown, which is omnipresent. Yet most fears share the same root. We are worried about being judged, failing publicly, losing relationships, and falling short of expectations. We used to only fear our body, and then we started fearing our thoughts, and now we fear most the perception that other people have of us. And that fear evokes the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, or resentful, worried. All of these different interfering energies from the infinite that we are a part and parcel to. The reminded, remembered recollection of the infinite intelligence, intuition, energy, inspiration, all the things that are utilized in order to reach our potential. All of these things and most fears are variations of we are not enough. And we are not enough stems from what? The lack of faith that we don't know. There's no evidence that we're enough. And most of the time, the evidence is contrary that we're enough. Most of the time, there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary that we're going to get to where we want to be or better. There's absolutely no evidence or the evidence is contrary that there is an omniscient, all-powerful, infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, that there is an omniscient, infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy. But there is, if you have faith. You are enough because look who you walk with every day. But you're not going to find who you walk with outside of you. You're going to find it inside of you. The truth is our value has never been in question. Not when we have faith and we seek wisdom, not knowledge. Knowledge has become a commodity with AI. Do you know how much knowledge is out there and how accessible knowledge is? Do you know how powerful knowledge today is? Knowledge, when I was a kid, knowledge is power. Knowledge is a commodity. Anybody can access knowledge, but wisdom is like gold. It keeps doubling in its value faster and faster. Wisdom, the ability to give meaning to your past, align with your future, to become what you can become, to accelerate, aggregate, and compound all your behaviors in alignment with where you want to be or better. That wisdom and faith to shorten the distance of resistance that's created by this fear, the truth of our potential. The truth has never been in question. Our responsibility and accountability is not to prove or defend or control our worth, but it's to illustrate our genius, and the genius that we have is the expression of our God. Fear beneath all fears is we're not enough. Look within you and know that you are. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? If you would like the guides and exercise for lesson two or lesson one or the replay of the entire training, just email me, david@d is my first initial, Meltzer means servant, let me be the beloved servant, send you the exercises and the guides and my books. The third lesson in the truth about our potential is fear creates resistance. I call it interference. Interference predisposes us to the fact that I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're reacting to the uncertainty and fear that's omnipresent every single day. You're reacting to the no evidence and the evidence contrary to what you want to be in the wrong direction. You're creating resistance to where you want to be or better, which is your potential, not other people's potential, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what you don't want, not what other people want for you, and certainly not what social media wants for you. See, fear is omnipresent, so it doesn't directly show up when things are consistent in its own presence. They don't show up because they are in existence. And so instead, it disguises itself as behaviors that keep us stuck. Behaviors that in the short run feel good. But what I suggest to you is to learn to love the things that don't feel good so they start to feel good. Have you ever noticed a transition of working to a position, this transition where you keep working out so much that now you don't feel good if you don't work out? This is how behavior works. This is what keeps us stuck, is we keep doing what feels good instead of learning to love what doesn't feel good. So then that we love that doesn't feel good feels good. Those people that can learn to love what they don't like or love about what they love, about the behaviors that put us towards the trajectory of our potential, are the ones who succeed and are champions. And champions win what? Championships. How does the reaction to fear show up? It shows up in the feeling of procrastination, the feeling of perfectionism, the feeling of excuses and blame and shame and justification and indecision. It shows up in so many different ways where it interferes with where you want to be or better. It's not the fear that creates the resistance, it's the reaction to fear, the need to defend, to prove, and to control your life, which is uncertain in its nature, instead of learning through accountability and asking ourselves, what did I do to be responsible? What did I do to track this? What did I do to participate in this perception that's creating these behaviors, that's creating these results? Because thoughts create perceptions, perceptions create behaviors, and behaviors create results. It is the resistance that often wears fear as a disguise, the uncertainty and circumstances of the day, the no evidence, the evidence contrary to where we want to be. Whenever we find ourselves avoiding something important, we should not ask what fear is creating this resistance. We should ask what response to the fear is interfering with my resistance. It need to be right, it need to be offended, it need to be worried, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, separate, inferior, superior. What is my response that is evoked by my need to defend, prove, or control my life? We need to look for the clues of resistance and interference. We need to look for the patterns of that interference so we make better decisions, so we don't feel overwhelmed and procrastinate. Replace the A's. If you want to exercise or guide about replacing the A's, just email me, David, that's beloved, at D, that's my first initial, Meltzer, that means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me, David at DMeltzer.com. Replace the A's. Replace avoidance with awareness. Life becomes easy when you're aware, because you're aware of the diseasy of the interference and resistance. When you replace the A's, things are easy, not diseasy. Take immediate action in the AAA philosophy of action, of alignment and adjustment. Take immediate action once you get alignment with the meaning of the past in your divine direction. And the one thing will happen that you've been postponing or stuck on. If you would like the exercise, the AAA, the replace the A exercise, David means beloved, at D is our first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be that beloved servant. Lesson number 4, action builds confidence. See, the more comfortable and confident we are, the better our perceptions are. It's one of the greatest qualities of a salesperson, because the more comfortable and confident they are in the perceived value that they articulate, the more money or the bigger margins that we make. Comfortability and confidence allows ease, which allows greater inertia and momentum in the actions that we take. Most people wait to feel confident and comfortable before taking action, but the way that we feel comfortable and confident is through preparation, and preparation occurs through alignment of the meaning of the past with our divine direction of where we'd like to be in the future, or what we would like to become in the future. The truth is, the comfortability and confidence created through alignment, action, and the preparation for adjustment, knowing that if we come up with a well-developed plan and we come up with well-developed action, that God will laugh at us But we have non-negotiable behavior in that plan where it's non-circumstantial. So the majority of our progress in the pursuit of our potential will still accelerate, aggregate, and compound while we're just getting better and better at understanding the circumstantial behaviors that are there. All the skills, knowledge, and desire we've ever developed becomes easier after what? Repetition. And human beings and humans, in human nature, we hate repetition. We hate honesty. We hate the truth. That's why most great leaders are annoying, because they're repetitive and honest. They practice and have experience and learn subtly, consciously, subconsciously, even unconsciously, in a competency that allows them to succeed, to be prepared. Courage is not the absence of fear. Fear is omnipresent. Courage is preparation. Courage is learning to love what you don't like or love about what you love. Courage is doing what you don't like. Courage is doing what doesn't feel good in the short term, but will feel great in the long term. Courage is movement, practice, pursuit in the presence of fear. And it determines your reaction to it. Instead of the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, or resentful, we stop, drop, and roll into the correct divine direction. Confidence and comfortability is earned through alignment, action, and adjustment, and reinforced through repetition and preparation. That AAA strategy will help to assist you to have the appropriate clues, patterns, and choices in your life, the appropriate actions aligned in your divine direction or better. And it will build confidence and comfortability, which will impact your life more than anything else. Those people that are comfortable and confident are successful in manifesting, materializing, and monetizing their life. If you want to manifest, monetize, or materialize what you desire or better, then utilize the AAA strategy. Utilize action, adjustment, and alignment in order to facilitate what you want. Be more courageous by utilizing the AAA strategy. Keep on moving in the presence of uncertainty, of fear, and the reaction to it. Focus on the progress of the behaviors that get you to where you want to be or better. Categorize your behaviors. Is this behavior aligned with where I want to be or better, or is it interfering with it? And align them as you go along. Allow your experiences to replace uncertainty. It's okay. It's okay. Allow the experiences to replace uncertainty, which will bring greater confidence and comfortability, which will bring greater success, acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of what you desire. This is the truth of our potential. Your skills and knowledge are just the basement. It's the desire that is the delta that will get you to where you want to be or better. But it takes the alignment action and adjustment. It takes repetition. It takes preparation in order to facilitate the mathematical equation of luck, which is what we pay attention to and what we give intention to. What we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, what we believe in alignment with our divine direction equal the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe and what we want or better. If you would like lesson four, the AAA strategy, just email me. David means beloved at D, first initial. Meltzer means servant. David@dmeltzer.com. I also will give you the replay of the training if you'd like, or my book, doesn't matter. Lesson number five, purpose. The thoughts about our purpose, the thoughts that we have, create a perception. Perception, behavior, behavior creates results. So the purpose that we have, the thoughts about our purpose are really important, because it shortens the distance of resistance or interference that our reaction to fear creates, as fear is omnipresent and so is uncertainty. The reaction to fear becomes smaller with our mission becoming larger, our frying pan becoming bigger. People with a compelling purpose overcome obstacles faster because they have a reason or a purpose greater than their pain. They have a purpose greater than self. And they utilize consistent, persistent pursuit of that potential in order to facilitate their purpose and the thoughts about their purpose that creates the perception of their purpose, which creates the behavior of their purpose, which creates their results of purpose. And their purpose is greater than that pain. When we are deeply connected to serving others, to knowing our who can we help and who can help us? Because when we allow other people to help us, we're helping others as well, just so you know. Because when people are able and capable of helping someone, they're at their highest self, they're closest to God. So when you ask for help or allow someone to help you, you are giving them the gift, you are serving them the ability to help you, which gives them a closer, higher self and a closer feeling to God. When we deeply connected to serving others, building something meaningful in alignment with our divine direction or better, or fulfilling our mission aligned with our divine direction or better, the interference, the fear, the reaction to fear loses most of its influence. We shorten the distance of resistance with the wisdom and the faith that we have in the divine direction, in the philosophy of this idea of thoughts, perception, behavior, results. Purpose creates the direction, the divine direction, and allows us to take discipline, the discipline of working but never making money, the discipline of working and not spending time with our family, the discipline of working and ruining our health. It takes that and creates a divine direction of devotional behavior so that we make money, spend time with our family, and are very healthy, happy, wealthy, and worthy. This devotion creates momentum because it accelerates aggregates and compounds in the divine direction. And that momentum is what shortens the distance of resistance through wisdom and fear so that we get to where we want to be or better faster, because it's aggregating, accelerating, and compounding exponentially where we want to be or better. When our why becomes bigger than our pain, our fear, our interference, our actions become unstoppable, allowing us to get to where we want to be or better. The purpose that you have has to be greater than the pain. You have to know what you want personally, what you want experientially, what you want giving wise, and what you want receiving wise. In alignment with your divine direction and the devotional behaviors that it'll take them to get there. And most importantly, aligning the meaning of the past, the failures, the setbacks, the mistakes, the defining moments, the historical relevances of your past, even the successes of your past with where you want to be or better, because you have power to give meaning to everything you see. You have that perception, which will create the behaviors to get you aligned with the divine of where you want to be or better. And then you know your who you can help and who can help us. That purpose, greater than the pain, will clear and shorten the distance of resistance created by your reaction to fear. If you would like lesson number 5 to shorten the distance of resistance in your life, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. At D, first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Let me be closer to God. Help me get to where you want to be about it. david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number 6. We mute out Nick. Lesson number 6. We need to replace the reaction to fear with a faith response, utilizing wisdom, a faith response. Regardless of what that means to you, I believe everybody needs to have faith. They need to believe in something bigger than themselves that loves them more than their mom, that will protect them, promote them, love and perfect them when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where they want to be. Replace it. This reaction to fear, this interference, and faith cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And that space is so important. What you fill your vessel with, what you fill the space with, it plays the music that you like to hear. There is no music without space. One focuses on what might go wrong, what's missing, what they don't have, what other people think, or what social media wants for them, instead of what they desire. And what's possible by knowing what they want in that divine direction, aligning and meeting their path, who they can help and who can help them, and how to get it done by utilizing and being a student of the calendar, knowing they're non-negotiable. This is what I'm going to do every day, regardless of the circumstances. For 12 hours a day, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to have my health, my family, my faith, my finance, the study of time and relativity. And for the other 12 hours, that only creates 10% of my progress towards my potential. I get to decide whatever I want. I just want to get better at prioritizing the now and doing it now and doing it next. Because 100% of the things you do get done now. 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do now get done. 99% of all statistics are made up, but that one's not, I promise you. Coaching so many different executives, people face the exact same challenges all the time. Same challenges, different faces. So many people see limitations while the other sees opportunities. The ones who see limitations live in a world of nothingness. They roll a boulder to the top of the hill just to have it roll down to the bottom of the hill. They live their lives like tubes, food in, food out. But that nothingness goes away when you know what you want, because when you know what you want in the divine direction of where you want to be and align the meaning of the past with it, it becomes a possibility. When you know your who you can help and who can help you, it becomes a probability. When you know your how to be student in the calendar, to be productive, accessible, and gracious, to be efficient, effective, and statistically successful, it becomes your perspective. And what we know about perspective, it creates behaviors, and behaviors create results. And if you do it now, you'll have the antidote of prioritization of what's important to you by knowing the what, the who, and the how. You'll have the antidote to feeling overwhelmed. You'll have the antidote to feeling procrastination. You will have prioritization, knowing what's important to you. And then you can apply the why by identifying what you're doing to interfere with it, categorizing the behaviors of, is this aligned with my divine direction, or is this interfering with it? If it's interfering with it, I'm not going to try to resist it. I'm not going to try to go over it. I'm not going to try to go under it. I'm not going to try to go around it. I'm not going to lie to it, cheat it, deny it. I'm just going to supply it with my inspiration, intelligence, and intuition and energy that's infinite in its nature. When my mind, my body, and soul are on fire, I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to drop, and I'm just going to roll into my divine direction. Because where my attention and intention of what I do say, think, feel, and believe goes, that's where the energy flows. The more we feed our faith, the less power that omnipresent interference has over our lives and our decisions. One of the greatest practices you can have is gratitude. And if anybody would like the gratitude challenge that I have, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved. D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me give you this gratitude challenge, because the practice of gratitude daily will change your life, will shorten the distance of resistance. We want to surround ourselves with positivity, how to ditch toxicity, comfortable, courageous, confident people. We want to focus in on the possibilities, problems, perspective, and reality that we create through the divine direction and alignment of the meaning of the past with it. We want to strengthen our faith through consistent action, non-negotiable behavior. No matter what happens today, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to spend time on my health, spend time on my faith, my finance, the study of time, and the study of relativity. I vacation every day. Look behind me. Look behind me. I vacation every day, whether it's Louisville, Michigan, Chicago, whether it's Dallas, this week, San Diego. I vacation every day. But do I have activity I get paid for? Fudge yes. If you would like lesson number 6, replacing the interference with faith, or the gratitude challenge, David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We know our divine direction. All our goal is not to eliminate fear. It's impossible. It's like eliminating energy, eliminating intelligence, intuition, inspiration. You can't eliminate it. These are omnipresent circumstances that exist. Our objective in the pursuit of the truth of our potential is to stop allowing our reaction to fear to interfere with our acceleration, our aggregation, and the compounding of results. We need to have the right thoughts that turn into the perception, the perceptions to have the right behaviors, and the right behaviors aligned with our divine direction and the meaning of the past to get us the results that we desire or better. Every full, purposeful thing that we call achievements in our lives has likely required us to step forward before we felt fully ready. We needed to get that alignment to take action and prepare for adjustment. But we weren't fully ready when we were aligned. or when we took action, that's why we prepare for adjustment, because we don't control things. We don't have to defend ourselves. We don't have to prove anything to anyone. Growth has always existed beyond the certainty that we seek. Fear isn't our enemy. It's the reaction to the fear that is. Fear is not our enemy. It may be a catalyst, but not our enemy. It's how we react to fear that's our enemy. Fear is our teacher. It's an indicator, a promoter, a protector, a lover, and a perfecter. Fear itself is our teacher, teaching us how to react to the uncertainty of circumstance that exists every single day when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we want to be or better. The truth of our potential is this. We are capable of far more than fear or the reaction. That is incredible. Hey, man, that's so cool. We are capable of far more than what fear would have us believe. How big's your frying pan? Are you afraid to have too big of a frying pan to catch too big of a fish? Use consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. This is the truth. Your skills and knowledge are not your potential. It is the basement. It is that which you grow from. It is the desire that's the delta that will get you to where you want to be or better. This has been the truth of our potential training. Let me be your beloved servant, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds.